Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest in Bologna, Italy, at the annual Trisai show is Hector Narvaez, who's the head of marketing and sales with Marazzi USA. Hector, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good to see you again.
Good to be with you. It's good to see a friendly face over here in Italy.
Thank you. It is for me as well.
You know, I've been in Italy for a couple of days. This is actually the first day of the show. You guys have, I think, half of the building 20, huge space. I think you're the largest ceramic tile company in Italy. Is that right?
That is correct, Kemp. The Marazzi Group has been around for 76 years, and we are still by far the largest producer of tile in Italy.
Well, let's talk about the show first. Again, this is a 3 or 4 day show. It's the largest show in the world that focuses on this category. And it's different than what we see at Coverings or what we see at Neocon. And it handles both residential and commercial. Talk a little bit about it.
Kemp, this show, like you said, is the largest in the world, and it does have audiences that attend from all over the world. We have customers coming from the Middle East, from Far East. We have Russian customers from South America. We really do have a humongous audience. And on top of that, for the U.S. customers that are attending this year, over half of our customers that are attending here from the U.S. are mostly commercially focused. A lot of what they do is specifying our products commercially. So they come here to see the latest and greatest products that they could put, you know, into the design and construction community.
All right. And you also have some big national account guys that come over here, right?
That's true, too. Again, like you said, this being the world's largest show of our industry, many people do, national accounts as well, like to come here and see what the trends are for now and for the future.
One of the things, just, you know, some people wonder from a design standpoint, are products that are shown here a lot like the products that are shown when we say go to Neocon or when we go to Coverings?
Not really. I would say that a lot of the products you see here, really, many of them will not even come to production. Many manufacturers are showing things kind of like as you would see in an automotive show, some concept cars. You can see some conceptual products here that sometimes do not make the cut. Yeah, they are being presented from the standpoint of technologies, standpoint of different glaze applications, or even looks. And so that is really what this show is a lot about. Now, many products, of course, do come to the market and will never make it to the U.S. because some might be geared for the German market, the French market, the Far East Asia market, that not necessarily are they mainstream for the U.S. consumer.
All right, well, let's talk about trends for a minute. And you probably, since it's the first day, haven't got a chance to walk around. But since you're so big, I mean, you guys start a lot of the trends that are going on. I know we're seeing a lot of natural coloring. Basically, we're seeing beiges and grays and taupes. We're also seeing thin tiles. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, you're right. A lot of what we're seeing in trends, you know, continue to utilize the best of technologies like inkjet. Inkjet allows us to be able to give, you know, soft looks to colors that mimic natural stones and other natural materials. Yet you hit it right on the head. If you look around, they're going back to a lot of neutral tones, especially what we see. We see a lot of gray hues that are very soft, very nice and elegant feels. I think our company calls it the soft approach, and it's not so rustic like sometimes we see in the U.S. It's definitely more minimalistic, more contemporary, more elegant and classic.
Yeah, take for instance that product that you were showcasing at Coverings was a real American-looking product. What was it called?
Archaeology, exactly. And that is very rustic as opposed to some of the things that you see here in our booth in Marazzi that are more classic and more contemporary. You're right, archaeology is a very American style. It's been very successful. We're selling a lot of that tile, yet it is different than what we see here in the booth at Marazzi in Italy.
Well, let's talk about construction for a minute and technology. One of the things that we're seeing here is thin tile. Everybody's got thin tile. It's been out for 3 years or so. And Marazzi played kind of a conservative posture with thin tile. You didn't come out with it right out of the bat. And there's a lot of companies here that make it very thin, almost 3 millimeters, and they put a fiberglass scrim on the back. And yet you guys have now come out with your thin tile, and it's 4.8 millimeters thick. Talk about that.
Yes, you're absolutely right. The Marazzi Group took an approach. Let's make sure that we can make a product that's thin that we can make under our own conditions that's able to have an advantageous cost position. What we have done is mostly modules of 36 inches by 36 inches, 3 feet by 3 feet is basically what we're pressing. Ours is 4.8 millimeters versus 4 millimeters of most competitors. And what happens is the way we make it in our own conventional presses do not require extrusion and do not require us to make such a large tile like some competitors are. our competitors, I would think, are at a disadvantage because their cost of production is higher since they have to reinforce the back of the thin tile so that it doesn't break. They reinforce it with fiberglass and resin, which, of course, it's an extra procedure and process that, you know, of course, costs money and time to reinforce. Ours, again, like I said, is usually 3 feet by 3 feet pressed in conventional presses, fired in our same glaze lines, you know, with inkjet design and all that. And we're able to cut it after the fact into modules of 18 by 36, 36 by 36, and so forth. And we also believe that the product we're making is more suitable to go on floor today versus the thinner tiles, which are mostly being utilized in the U.S. right now for wall applications.
And again, like you say, this product, this thin tile, is for renovation, which right now, the way the housing market is, that's where a lot of the business is, right?
Housing is a little dead, and as we all know, of course, being in the flooring industry. But we do feel, the Marazzi Group, that these products will help us to go and get a segment of the population that does not want to tear up the existing floor, whether it's tile or other flooring categories that are already there, and we're able to go right over it with a thin tile. Also, don't forget that for wall applications, like if you're talking about the hospitality industry, hotels and all that, you can go into a shower, you know, with a perfect size tile that's thin and apply it over whatever material's there without having to tear it out. And we think that, you know, it's something that is convenient and applicable in today's market.
All right. Well, let's go to the United States for a minute. I know that's kind of where your focus is. Up to this point, most of what you make in the United States, I know you import a lot, so you have a good mix, is made for it's residential type construction. It's glazed, and you guys are continuing to invest money there and expand, and you're going toward eventually a larger format and through body construction in the U.S., right?
That's correct, Kemp. You know, we've been operating in the U.S. for 27 years and producing mostly residential glazed tiles. And, of course, we supplement our production with our own products from Italy that usually are at the leading edge of technology, larger sizes, like you said, different technologies for the commercial market. Well, as we continue to penetrate the U.S. market in commercial, we build the demand. We start to satisfy with the European products. And there comes a point, of course, when we feel that if we make the right investments in the right equipment, we are able to make the same products that we bring from Italy today and be able to make them in the U.S., of course, for the U.S. market with the same look that, you know, we would normally make in Italy. These investments, of course, are ongoing. I think that you've been previously in the last few years to one of a huge investment we did with the new factory in Dallas. And since then, we continue to put every year millions of dollars in improvements into our own facilities to make tile either in a more cost-effective way, make better looks, you know, bring value to the market. And we expect that in the future, we will be able to bring the technologies into our factories, whether we improve the facilities or we add facilities, they are able to make, you know, these large commercial tiles like the ones we're standing on right now.
Well, one last thing I want to comment on, you know, that System A that you have, let me go back to the commercial piece of the business, that is an unbelievable component type system where you have primary colors or the more natural beiges and grays, and it's a system where you can pick your finish and pick your size, and it really makes it easy for an architect, doesn't it?
It sure is. And in fact, you're talking about System A, which has been made in the last 2 or 3 years, and we've been promoting it in the U.S. and being very successful at selling it. And in the future, we hope that we can make that with the proper investments to be able to make that in the U.S. That system is a patent-pending technology that has a tremendous amount of deep abrasion resistance.
All right, Hector, it's great to see you. I know you got customers waiting. Thanks for spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Hector Narvaez, who is the head of marketing and sales for Marazzi USA in Trusai in Bologna, Italy. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.